Okay, Rabosa, we're going to talk more about Bitul Chametz. We read the Tosis yesterday, very important Tosis in Tzachin that really sets the tone for so much in the Masechta, defining what Bitul is, the relationship between Bitul Chametz that we find all the time mentioned, the Gemaras, Rishonim, and also the Mitzvahs Tashbisu. So, according to Rashi, the Mitzvah of Tashbisu speaks to Bittul. The way that Tosis quoted Rashi, that's the meaning of Tashbisu. The way that we explained yesterday, based on the Ramban, Magini Shlomo, Rashi didn't actually say that Tashbisu is limited to Bittul, but Tashbisu, the word Tashbisu allows for the idea of Bittul, Bittul Belev, and Rashi explained on Amid Aleph, a person thinks or says that this Chametz should be worthless. That is the halacha of Tashbisu according to Rashi. We were masbir yesterday at length what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't seem to be saying hefker. Rashi doesn't seem even to be saying that the food is no longer called food. Rashi seems to say, as we medayik Rashi daf vav amud beis, that's it. It is what it is. It's not like we have to try to fit another paradigm into it. The fact that you're not over by yirah is because you did hashbasa. Because hashbasa includes hashbasa belev. Lo amar el tashbisu, that's all the Torah is requiring of you. We gave a little bit of a conceptual underpinning of that. You're not being mekayim the chametz to the extent that you don't want the chametz to exist. You consider it to be valueless. So then that's not a violation because you're not being mekayim the chametz. In your mind, you want the chametz not to exist. And that's all that the Torah really demands of you. That is basically Shitas Rashi. And we were miyashiv, at least tentatively, the two kashas of Tosis and Rashi, based on what we saw in the Ramban again in the beginning of Shlomo. The first kasha Tosis has was from Shitas Rabbi Akiva, which is like Rabbi Yehuda, who wants to learn out that the Yom HaRishon doesn't mean Tesvav, the first day of Yantif, but rather Yom HaRishon of Erev Pesach. Otherwise, how could the Torah say Tashbisa, which is a malacha of Havara? How could that be done on Yantif? So the answer is that in a chanami, Tashbisu also means biur. Tashbisu doesn't just mean hashbasa belev, as Tosis quoted Rashi. Rashi just said that hashbasa can also include hashbasa belev. And the point is, since hashbasa equally it means hashbasa biur, that was the raya that obviously it's one halach of hashbasa. It's not Torah saying, well, if it's tesvav, you do this. If it's eliyudal, you do that, obviously, the Torah is speaking by the day that you could have done biur, which is obviously yudalit. That's the answer to kasha number one. Kasha number two, we had a tentative answer, which we'll have to revisit. The Ramban says that just as according to Tosus, he assumes that if tashbisu means biur, so you can't say that at chatzos, at achalak, Tosus kasha was, how could you say that it means hashbasa belev if at the point that it's no longer mutar b'hana, you can't do bitul, the Gemara says? Says the Ramban, you can't do beer either because you have to destroy it. You can't hold on to it for a second. Elamai, the Torah must mean tashbisu, that by chasos, that's the cutoff. You have to have done the tashbisu. So too, with bitul, you can say the same thing. That's, again, a tentative answer for Rashi. We'll have to see if that's really enough to say for Rashi. The end of Shir, just take us quickly, Chazer. We brought a very interesting implication for Rashi, again, according to one interpretation of a Rashi Amid Aleph, which I think in my mind is somewhat radical, but I think, as I state, as this expression goes, that's what seems to put the connections together. If we're right in saying Pshat and Rashi, that nothing seemed to have changed in the Chametz halachically, conceptually, I should say, in terms of that it's Hefker or that it was no longer Ochel, it's simply the fact that there was this Bailam who had in mind that it should be like Ofer. That's the Torah says, you're off the hook from Bayirah. That sounds like Zalach and the Gavra. And the Gavra meaning the Gavra who did the Bito. But the problem is that Rashi Amid Aleph talks about the case of Maske B'Socher and tells you why it's only an issue of Drabanan of who does the Tircha of the Bedika and not an issue of a Doraisa. Rashi says, because of Bito. What would have been the Doraisa by Yerah? Says the Hoshala had to read Rashi. One way to read Rashi was, because Rashi just got finished talking about the Socher in terms of Mezuzah, Chobes Adar, says Rashi, but over here, you don't have a Bal Yerah. Who's Bal Yerah? Maybe the Socher as well. What would have been the Bayirah of the Socher? So one way to explain it is the Magen Avraham, assuming that the Socher became the Bayim of the Chametz. Okay, that would be okay. I mean, it has other issues, but that in terms of what we're going to ask now. But the other way to understand Rashi is like the Gra, who holds, unlike many Rishonim, that the miyut of bracha b'loshel acherim doesn't mean that if you don't own the chametz, it's in your possession, you don't violate by yira. It means that if it's owned by a guy, it's your possession, and you're not mekabel achrayis, you don't buy yira. But if it belongs to a Jew, some Jew in the world, and you have chametz of a Jew in your rishus, you get by yira. And that's what Rashi's question would be. Whether no bito, then there'd be a bayira. So it's an issue. So what's the shiloh who's over, who does bidika? Whoever would have a bayira midaraisa does bidika. But Rashi says there was bito. Who did the bito? Presumably only the bayam can do bito. That's what we keep assuming. It's not in your shus, you can't do bito. It's not, if you don't own the chametz, you can't do bito. Tosus Mishur said that way in Enu Farish of Tosus. So what I see here is something very interesting. What is that? That once a maskir who owns the chametz does the hashbasa b'leiv, does the bittel, that removes the bayira of the socher who has chametz in his rishus belonging to another person, another Jew. He wasn't mafkir it. It still belongs to him. It's still ochel. It's still in a position in the rishus of a Jew. The only thing that changed was that the maskir magically thought that it should be ka'af. So how does that absolve the socher ba'yira? If there wasn't any status change in the chametz itself. But that is very peculiar. So, but the less bayir, if you will, if this is how you're going to learn Rashi, as we medayik Rashi v'avam mudeis, and you're going to learn Rashi here this way, that the socher would have had a ba'yira like the Gra has it. What I therefore see is that it's not as simple as I said, it's just a din in the Gavra that somehow it doesn't relate to the status of the chametz. It does. The chametz had a hashbasa. What does it mean, had a hashbasa? That the Bailin thought about this chametz in a way of dismissing it as a... So a chametz that had a hashbasa on it is not subject to Baal Yirah. Who's Baal Yirah? Anyone's Baal Yirah. That's what we see. Okay, so if it sits well with you, then so the Seder, you have to swallow it. If it doesn't, then something has to give, right? Something has to give, either Pshat and Rashi here, Pshat and Rashi later. Okay, one more diuk, one more Ha'ar and Rashi, then we go back to the part of Tosis about Hefka. Tosos Kasha, the first Kasha. Rabbi Akiva proves that Tashbisu B'yom HaRishon, Tashbisu is not Tezvav, it is Yedalit, because you can't have Havara on Yantif. As we pointed out yesterday, Rabbi Kiva is going Kishitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein B'yachametz HaOsreifa. Okay, Tosus didn't prove it directly from Rabbi Yehuda. We suggested why Tosus didn't do that way. Could have been a stama halacha of burning chametz not based on Tashbisu. Rabbi Kiva, you see that it goes into Tashbisu. But meanwhile, Tosus was assuming, Kedava Pashut, that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Shitas Rabbi Akiva, the Ein B'yachametz HaOsreifa. So Tosus was assuming that they also acknowledged that Bita works. That's the underlying premise of Tosus Kasha. That bito is a halacha that you can do bito to chametz, and no one disagrees with that. Rabbi Yehuda is certainly acknowledging that that's true. And therefore, the problem is, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold a bito if bito is from Tashbisu? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, if you see that Rabbi Akiva is saying Tashbisu means beer. Beer meaning shreif. That's basically Tosus' question. But now, let's just think about the implications of saying that. And Tosus doesn't see why there should be any difference between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, and anyone else. Bito is going to work. And if Bito works, but didn't Tashbisu, then how can you say Tashbisu means Bir? If Tashbisu means Bito Belev, Tosus couldn't see it as encompassing both possibilities. Is it really so simple? Let's ask Akasha and Rashi. Okay, so we give an answer for Rashi. Right, Tashbisu means b'leiv, because it says Tashbisu, which includes leiv, but it also means beer. Okay, now, if beer can mean, anyway, However, you're going to destroy it. So you can have destruction from the farbazola ruach, and you can have a destruction by thinking about the chametz to be worthless and nothing. Okay, that I have no problem with. Tashbisu is the word tashbisu, not tevaru. Tevaru can mean destroy it physically. And where tashbisu allows you to also mean to negate it in your mind. That's why where tashbisu has a broader, more looser meaning, more looser definition. But if you have Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, and they define tashbisu as a specific mode of destruction, how so? Sreifa. So I ask you, how can you allow tashbisu to also mean, and I was saying means also for Rashi, to also include hashbasa b'leiv? If the halacha of tashbisu, as in destruction, is limited to a certain mode of destroying it through burning. So how, and if you destroy it in a different way, like crumbling it, throwing it to the wind, it won't be good enough. That's not a fulfillment of tashbisu. It has to be destroying through burning. So how in the world could we even allow for Rabbi Yehuda, we keep Rabbi Yehuda, to consider bittul as a fulfillment of tashbisu? Tashbisu is shreif. Now, in Sivara, how can you even imagine that bittul works according to Rabbi Yehuda? Bishlama, if you can destroy it in all kinds of different ways, so the same way you can physically destroy it in all different ways, you have another way you can have tashbisu in terms of your mind. You can destroy it in your mind, okay? But if the destruction has to be through sreifa, so how could cognitively dismissing it, negating it, how could that be any better than what? That's the question in the sharper formulation. How could hashbasa b'leiv be any better than what, according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Akiva? No? Mefarbes al haruach. In other words, what am I doing when I'm thinking about the chametz? Imagine that. It's like imagining that I'm physically taking the particles of the chametz, and it's like ki'ilu, it's like afa di'ara. So it's like what? So if I think, if I would actually do it, to actually do that, I take the chametz and destroy it physically destroy it, but not shreif. And it wouldn't be good enough to fulfill tashbisu. So if I think that I'm going to make it like it should be like offer, that should be better. Now let me. Probably people are thinking this. It's not my own question. The truth is, it's a question that Tzlach has on Chav Zayin. Quite honestly, Tzlach is noted by Yehuda. He wants to say an unbelievable thing, that maybe according to Yehuda, there's no method called bittul. Bittul cannot work. If you have to do sreifa, you can't have bittul. In Chanami, bittul is only going to be according to other Tanayim. That's unbelievable, right? That's not the pashtus at all. Tosas obviously didn't assume that way in asking the kasha and Rashi. Otherwise, the whole kasha falls away. Oh, if you hold bias comments to sreifa, then tashbis, of course, doesn't mean bittul. Because you can't fit bittul with requiring sreifa. So obviously, Tosas could not assume that way. He assumes what's truth, that if bittul is b'chal tashbisu for, as we understand it, then Rehu Davi Kiva are not going to argue on that. But who else from the Rishonim was sensitive to this question? Who remembers? But I'll tell you why it's not as easy for Rashi to answer it. So who is omit on this question? Nobody remembers? The question is, I'm going to give it the more sharper formulation. How can Rabbi Yehuda hold on the one hand that Mefar Mizor L'Ruach is not a form of Tashbisu, it has to be Sreifa, and yet to cognitively be Mevatu L'Chametz and treat it like Afra and negate in your mind can count as Tashbisu? If Tashbisu has to be specifically through Sreifa, so how can thinking that you're going to, that it should be not, it should be zero, it should be nothing, be better than if you actually made it into nothing, but it wasn't sreifa? Her doesn't the fact that it has to be sreifa preclude the possibility that tashbisu means bittul? How do we understand this? How can you have at the same time a halacha that tashbisu can allow for bito to be fulfilling tashbisu, or it can be also destroying it physically, but destroying physically has to be sreifa, and yet bito could also work as the same halacha tashbisu. Tashbisu, in the terms of physical destruction, means sreifa. Then how can you also allow for a tashbisu of machshava, if the machshava, if you took that machshava and translated into maisa, it would still be no good. It wouldn't fit. It wouldn't meet the standard of sreifa. So how could if I took the machshava and made it lemaisa, it wouldn't be good enough. So now if it's a machshava, it's better. Yes, Eliyahu.
To understand, Rabbi, you already said in the question that Rabbi Yehuda said that Sreif is the only way to do Tashbisa. But in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's quote is talking about beer, not Tashbisa.
No. It's all the same. That's the point here. That's the point. That's why I said the Tosfot Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda itself, maybe it's not about Tashbisa. It's about halacha to burn chametz. That's what we said yesterday. But Lamaisa Rabbi Akiva, you see, the Kiva hosts Keshitas Rabbi Yehuda. And he's proving that the Tashbisu Beyom HaRishon means Yudalid, not Tezvav, because you can't do Havara on Yantif. So, meanwhile, in Rabbi Kiva, you see that Pshat Rabbi Yehuda Sreifa is not just a halacha, stop to do Sreifa and Chametz. It's a halacha that Tashbisu means to destroy it through Sreifa. Now comes our question. How can it be a halacha of Tashbisu through Sreifa and also say Bito works? Who asked this question implicitly?
Rabbi.
Who talked about Bittel that we saw by Richas already once and touched on his question? Yes, Netano.
We say it to the way that we approach the Ran, Lagabi, Bedika, and Bittel, meaning that the Torah tells you you're allowed to do Bittel, so you could do Machshava, Belev, and be it, but the Chachamim want you to, they prefer you to do Bedika, and they want you to do Bir through this method of Sreifa. So Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Kiva are saying that you could still do
Well, I don't know if your assumption is correct. I think you're on the right track, but I think that practically speaking, if a person would do destruction of chametz in a way other than sveifa, would he be mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu? I think the answer is clear. No. I think you're on the right track. I think you're saying good, but I think that lemaisa, it's not correct. Practically speaking, halachically, if you hold ein bir chametz ela sveifa, so then you're not mekayim tashbisu in any other form of destroying the chametz except for sreifa. And here's our question. So how could you say that you're not mekayim tashbisu with mefarvus el ruach and you're mekayim tashbisu with it should be like offer in your mind? Yes, Aryeh?
Rabbi's taking for granted that two forms of tashbisu are comparable at all, meaning, okay, in Akhanami, that tashbisu belev is a chiddush, but who necessarily says that it's, meaning maybe that's the best you can do in that category, and therefore...
So very good. I want to take what you're saying, maybe are you going to sharpen it, or are you going to say, let's go with what you're saying. You're thinking the same vein, yeah? Misumi? So what I want to say is this. Obviously, the first way to start approaching this, and this is what the Ran says. You realize, you come out quoting the Ran. The Ran, on that famous Ran in the beginning of the Masechta, when he discusses Bedikas Chametz, and in the middle of the long Ran, he talks about Bito, what is Bito, and his own approach to Bito. Now, he also says that Tashbisu can have two different applications. It can be through destruction, it can be through Machshava, through Bito. And the Ran himself is sensitive to the point that we're bringing up, but Rabbi Yehuda holds Bir Chametz is only Sreifa. And what the Ran effectively says is what Ari just pointed out, that the idea is that there are two different tracks. There's the Tashbisu of Bito, and there's the Tashbisu through destruction. If you opt for track number one, Bito, that's fine. And you go that route, and that's fulfillment of Tashbisu. If you opt for track number two, that has to be the tashbisu of destruction, then the halacha is yomim mekayim it through sreif. The Ran basically is flirting with this question, and he's fine with it because, as he explains, the point is there are two different approaches how you can go with tashbisu. And so the Tanai, this that we were limited to sreif, is if you're going the route of tashbisu in a form of destruction. But I think that it's still not as simple to say this for Rashi. We're going to have to Now see why it's not as simple for Rashi. Just to see if I could find you the key sentence or two in the Ran where he says this. Kachu ikun shavarin. That's the paragraph I'm reading from. Shezesh sha'amra Torah tashbisu. Yachol is kayim be'echad mishnei dvarim. O sheyivato belibo kochamit sheyesh lo b'yishuso b'yatsienu b'machshavto m'yishuso. The Sagi Bahim Midoraisa, he says even Mechametz Yedua, I'll have to see a separate discussion. Oh, and lo bitro belibo klal tzarech min haTorah sheyibdok acharav bedika b'chol makom shurogil b'yivarenu min haola u'bebir zeh hu shenechaku b'meyivarenu. Rabosai, you hear me? I say it too fast? Again, what the Ran is doing for us is mamish showing you that it's not a contradiction. In other words, again, kachu ikon shel dvarim. Shezeh sha'am b'Torah. This kasha, again, that Tzlach made the kasha famous. It's a tumul in the Achronim. But the Ran is really trying to navigate this very issue. Shezeh sha'am b'Torah tashbisu yachul eskayim b'echad nishnei dvarim. O shivato b'libo. If it's going to be Sreifa Dafka or even the Farzah Ruach. Now, Rabosta, let me show you why in the Ran I have less of a problem than in Rashi. Because remember, the Ran had the approach of Bittul to be a form of tashbisu, a fulfillment of tashbisu, but what was the mechanism? What was the mechanism of how you are no longer bound by Yirah if you do the tashbisu a bitu for the Ran? Who remembers? What is Hefker? I'll get to Tosis and the differences, but it's not Tosis, it's not Pshat and Tashbisu in Tosis. Pshat and Tosis in other words, it's a halacha, it's not Shalcha. The Ran has a whole mahalach because, as he explains it over there, since it's not Rishuso, so you can have a lower standard of a hefker, and your bito operates as a hefker. So now I understand very well why there are two distinct paths in Tashbisa. One is that your mamish being motziat mirishuscha through those thoughts. The Torah standard of hefker is less than typical hefker. So when you have these machshavos that it should be like afar, it actually leaves a reshus. It affects a real yitzia mereshuscha. And it's the form of tashbisu that's valid because through this bitul belev, the chametz left your reshus. And that's one tashbisu. But there's another tashbisu. If you're not going to be motziat mereshuscha through your bitul, through machshava belev, then you have another way to do it, bedika slash biur, and in that method, there's a machokas of Yehuda holds, it has to be sveifa. So it's very clean. The two paths are very distinct within the Ran. There's the method, there's the category of tashbisu, belave, bito belave, which accomplishes tashbisu through affecting a yitzia of the chametz from Yerushus, and that doesn't in any way threaten the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds that with the other method of Tashbisu, which is to search and destroy, it has to be destroyed through Sreifa. So is that a problem? How could it be that if you do a machshava, it's going to work, and here you have to do Sreifa? Oh, no problem. This is the method called search and destroy, how to destroy it through Sreifa. This is a method of Bitul Belev of Tashbisu, which is being motziat mereshuscha through your machshava bito, it leaves your reshus. So you can get rid of the chametz, you can do tashbisu of being motziat mereshuscha through bito, and that's going to be a bito that's going to create hefker, even though normally hefker requires higher standards, but here it's different, the Ran is masberet, and that's okay, and that's fine for Rabbi Yehuda as well. And then there's the other method of tashbisu, which requires dafka sreifa for them, that method was nechuk. But we understand, according to Rashi, Ravosha, not as simple, not as clean. Again, for Rashi, we're saying that Tashbisu is a broad word that a loose definition. It can allow for what? It can allow for tashbisu of destruction. It can also allow for what? For machshava, to negate it in your machshava, to mimvatel it. So bishlama, if the tashbisu of destruction can be any method of destruction, so you can destroy it physically through mifarbet el ruach, and you can destroy it mentally through your act of your cognitive thinking that the chametz should be zero, should be off. But if you're telling me that this tashbisu l'chara, it's not two categories, the same way as Iran has it as two categories. It's a destruction, but you can destroy it the ma'aseh, you can destroy it the machshava. But destroying it the ma'aseh has to be sreifa and no other method. So how could destroying the machshava be good if it doesn't meet the standard of sreifa? It's a lot. You're going to be splitting here. There's a lot more here in Rashi than you do for the Ra. No, Schari, what do you say? Okay, so I think you're on the right track. And we take that with what was mentioned before by Netanyo, and I think it's going to be as follows. I think that, true, if you do destruction of the chametz in a manner other than sreifa, you are not fulfilling your obligation of tashbisu. It's true. That's bottom line, because the mitzvah satorah of tashbisu, when you physically destroy the chametz, has halach of tone sreifa, the limit from nosa. So that is ma'akeh, for sure. But conceptually, what does that mean? Does that mean that Rabbi Yehuda does not acknowledge that when you do a destruction in a form other than sreifa, mefarbez al ruach, you haven't done a hashbasa, you haven't done a biru, you haven't done a destruction, you haven't done hashbasa? Hashbasa it is. It's defined as hashbasa. But there's a halacha that the Torah says, when you do the hashbasa, the adayin, physically, there's a halacha that it has to be done in this particular way, through sreifa. And a chanami, if you do it another way, you're not yotze hashbasa. But it's not because hashbasa, by definition, it's such an embedded definition. Hashbasa has to be sreifa. No, conceptually, hashbasa can be sreifa, can be mefarbez al ruach too. It's just that the Torah has a condition, toan sreifa, that the physical hashbasa has to be through sreifa. If that's the case, then I think we can finesse this issue for Rashi as well. Again, this is a tentative approach. I'm not saying there's a last word on the topic, but we can say as follows. In a chanami, it's not as clear-cut two different paths the way the Ran has it. There's hashbasa that's motzi mishuscha, and there's hashbasa that's through destruction, search and destroy. According to Rashi, it's a hashbasa belev. Hashbasa belev is also hashbasa. But guess what? Mefarbez al ruach is also hashbasa. So it's not pshat. How could hashbasa belev be better than mefarbez al ruach, which actually did the physical hashbasa? I'll tell you why. Mefarbez al ruach in a real world is also hashbasa. It's not that hashbasa is defined and limited by this method called sreifa. It's that the hashbasa that fulfilled the adayim needs sreifa and not a different method. And you're not going to be able to make it another method. Right? That's clear. But it's not because it wouldn't be called the definitionally hashbasa if it's not sreifa. If that were true, that problem is a problem. If definitionally it has to be sreifa, then how could hashbasa belay be better than hashbasa be adayim that's not sreifa? The answer is hashbasa it is. But when it's hashbasa that's done physically, the Torah wants it to be in a message called sreifa. When you do the hashbasa, not be a daim, then your hashbasa is fine when you think about it becoming offer. I think that's maybe why, even according to Rashi, and see what's easier according to the Ran, everybody, right? The Ran is trying to work out this issue. But for Rashi, you just have to make this little tweak that it's not Pshat Rabbi Yehuda that the sreifa is literally the definition of hashbasa. It's the technical requirement that the Torah imposes on the hashbasa b'yadayim that does not exist by hashbasa b'lev. But therefore, since hashbasa definitionally can allow for all kinds of destruction, so when you do a b'lev, it's enough to think that it should be like offer. It's enough that you should think that you're taking it and taking it to the sea and crumbling it or throwing it to the ocean or throwing it. You think all those thoughts, you did hashbasa b'lev. But when you actually take it to destroy, then you have to do it. Besreifa. I think that's maybe a little bit of a beginning to answer this question, but let's see if we can now focus on the second approach and that of Tosis. Any questions before we proceed? Yes. The question, why it's more of a question of Rashi than the Ran, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Ran was making it easy to understand why Rabbi Yehuda can weigh in and say he needs Reifa and still allow for Bittul. And the way he does it is because the Torah's Tashbiso has two forms of being fulfilled. One form is through Bittul. And when you do that, you're being motzi et mershuscha through your bittul. It leaves your reshus, and he explains why that can affect the yitzir mershuscha. That's a separate part of the rat. Or you can do tashbisu through bedika slash bir. And in that method, when you're doing tashbisu through bedika bir, there's machokes how it's to be done. So since the Ran sees tashbisu as a word that lends itself to two different tracks and how to be fulfilled, it doesn't bother me that within one of the tracks there's a technical machokes how it's done. The difficulty was for Rashi, because the way that we're explaining Rashi, Rashi doesn't say, what about Hefker? Rashi sees tashbisu as encompassing hashbasa b'leiv, because tashbisu has within the definition of the word even hashbasa b'leiv. So it comes out, tashbisu is kolel hashbasa b'leiv and hashbasa b'yadayim. It's all one halach of tashbisu, presumably. So here's where it gets a little more sticky. If it's all one idea of tashbisu, tashbisu can mean b'leiv, can be b'yadayim, but you see that the hashbasa has to be sreifa kont Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Kiva. So how can you tell me it has to be sreifa and tell me that you can do it in your heart, in your mind? And here we're saying that because it's not the pshat that you don't have a kiyum of hashbasa conceptually in manner other than sreifa. It's just a technical requirement which is only present when you do the hashbasa b'yadayim. Let's go on to the issue of hefka within Tosis. What did Tosis tell us? Because of these questions, tashbisu does not mean bitter. Tashbisu means beer. Beer could be sreifa, could be other methods, machokas tanayim. Where does bitter fit in? Bitter is a way, as we explained from the Achronim, it's a way to get around that you're not going to have a violation by Yirah, since the Torah says, well, Yirah elcha, only if it's your chametz. If you are going to be mafkir the chametz, so it's not yours, because it's ownerless. I hefka typically requires three. Tosa says here it's different. That's only the Rabbana requirement. Here they don't require it. Yeah, we gave the Mordechai as another point. The reason behind why I need three doesn't apply over here. Therefore, it works as hefka. That's what Tosa says. Let's try to probe a little deeper. What does it mean that bito is mitam hefka? So if you look in the Ramban is all over Tosa. And this approach of bito mitam hefka, he's many kashas. And the Ran too, when he originally addresses the bitul mitan hefker, he also has many kashas, and then he tweaks it in his own way, and why this is why it will work. But let's just take some of the kashas of the Ramban to understand what has to be understood with Tosis. Not a simple equation between bitul and hefker. So after he brings the pikach, this is the beginning. The first chayuk of the Ramban is on the hefker part. So he brings the kashas that Tosis had on Rashi, and then he right away goes to Tosis' own understanding. Fikach pirshu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The masha amru b'bito ba'amasagi m'shem b'bito hainu hefker. We're going to notice here the lashon of the Ramban. The bito hainu hefker. When a person is doing bito, what they're doing is being mafkir the chametz. And it goes, and the basis for being the chametz being mutter, and that you're not going to violate by Yirah, because it's not shalcha. That's your take on bito. Says the Ramban, number one, whole slew of kashas. The kasha imkein lama is kiru kama pa'amim b'chom esachta zu lashem bito. I mean, the entire esachta, when it references what you're doing here, it says bito, you mevatel the chametz, mevatel. What's wrong with the classic terminology that we use in the Dharma and other places in Shasa? Many places, hefke, hefke. What's wrong with saying hefka? You're not comfortable with the word hefka? You tell him get those hefka. So say hefka. Nisag, I would say nisani, I would say. It says nisagi hefka. I, I don't know if anyone has a little bit different Ramban than I do, but I think it's probably misani. Misani's expression, is it so taboo, hated, so to speak? Misani, madasanilach, right? Is it such a foreign thing, a taboo to say hefkesh? You don't like that lesson? Misani, hefkesh, Hashem chan b'chol makom. Sagi means a lot. Sani means is it beyond, you know, beyond the pale, so to speak. V'lo mishtam et tana l'meimah b'chametz hefker. V'lo l'meimah b'ito b'makom hefker. B'shum makom ba'olam. But why does it always say b'ito? Why doesn't it say hefker? He says, you find by Erevin b'ito reshus, it's not hefker at all. It's a halacha that different people are sharing in the courtyard. So what does it mean? Okay, yadas miladurim hashutfin. So they could be as if they're you're mesalik yourself. It's not your mafkir, something that you own. One kasha, another kasha. Old kasha is a bitul davar pasha begemar belo machogus dimederaisa bitul ba'amis agilei. And yet hefker has different shitas about when it works. This is a kasha the Ran brought as well. The Darim brings a shita Rab Yosi hefker kimatana. Just as a matana, it has to first arrive at the rishus of the mekabel, and until that point, it's still in rishus of the nosein. Says Rav Yosi, so to hefker, there has to be a zocha, and until the zocha comes and takes possession, it's still in rishus of the original mafkir. No, according to this, what has it been accomplished by hefker of chametz? Nothing. No one has been zocha. You don't even want it to be zocha, actually. Hefker chametz, of course, not shul zocha, but in Yehudi over. Another kasha. The old stan hefker b'pnei shloshim. The Rebbe Tosfos discussed havi hefker b'pnei shnayim lavi hefker, and here mivatel b'libo. You have to have three, and here you're doing it without any other people. Other Tosfos already raised that point. Another kasha the Ramban. The old kasha. Interesting assumption here. Not necessarily a davar muskan lahalacha, but let's see what the Ramban assumes. He tiru bito b'shabbos. We have Gemara later on, if you have a situation where at Pesach Shkal B'Shabbos, for example, some Mevatel B'Libo, whether Shabbos, whether it's Yom Tov, you can have Bittul. And yet, the Ramban said, "Bahalo hefker nira she'asa l'adam l'hafkin l'chasa b'Shabbos." Not a simple assumption. It could be a discussion on this. The Ramban assumes that just as you can't have transactions on Shabbos, Mekach U'Memkav is also on Shabbos, so you can't be mafkir something on Shabbos as well. From the Mele, how can you have bit on Shabbos? Let's say Shabbos Erev Pesach. I think it's even this year, no? I think so. So how can you have a bitul on Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos? You can't do Hefker on Shabbos if you hold that way. So then how can bitul work? Interesting kasha. Another kasha, the old kasha li, Sheshanu Chachamim Zabachom Malkam Mivatlo Belibo, the Hefker B'Pehu. Many times it's in the Vatel Belibo. So Lamaisa, if it's Bittul, something other than Hefker, then Belib is enough. You don't have to articulate it. If it's Hefker, you have to Mamish be Motzi Befiv. It's interesting, though. This Nakuda, the Ran himself quotes a Machokas on this. The Ran on the later, in the Yud Bedape Arif, Dibra Maschil Tsarech Shivatel Belibo. On the Mishnah in the second parak, Ika man de parish de libo labdafka el lomesh insarach lashmiel laoznav. The libo is labdafka. Of course, you have to articulate it. You don't have to hear yourself saying it. Sarach shiyotzi b'spasa b'dvam shebelev enam dvarim. However, that would go well with Tosis, presumably, right? You have to. If you're mafkir, you have to actually articulate it. You just have to hear yourself speaking. The Maisa the Ramban assumes Mevato Belibo is Mamish Belev. So how could it be? If it's Hefker, you have to be Motzi Bisvasa. Then the Ramban has more time, more kashas. Is it really so clear that by Hefker you're not violating by Yiraya? He goes to the Sugis of Daf Yamid Beis. What are the standards for Lecha versus not having by Yiraya? And maybe the fact that it's Hefker and it's fit for someone to be Zolcha makes it still Shaykh for you to be violating by Yiraya. That's a separate issue we have to maybe think about for Daf Hey. Okay, and because of this, Ramban leaves that approach and goes back more within the camp of Rashi in his own unique way. And now the Ran, which we'll hopefully get to, the Ran also has some of these kashyas, and he goes in his own direction. The Ran does end up saying that it's a hefker of sorts, but the Ran has his unique approach, which is, again, a little bit taken from the Ramban, but it's only his own way as well, where he fits into Tashbisu, but he says that Yemotzi Meshuscha in this manner of Bittel, and it allows it to become hefker because it's, you know, because of the standard being lower than normal hefker. But I want to understand Tosis. L'chor Tosis is not the Ran, as we said yesterday. And Tosis has to face some of these kashas of the Ramban. So in order to think about it, what does it mean that Bittel is hefker? How literally should we take that? I mean, when we say in Kol Hamira, the Sidurim, the Haggadahs often have, and this is what Shaila, the Ramah, this is in the Poskim, already bring it in. What's the Nusach of Kol Hamira? Kol Hamira and so on, this is from the Gaonim. The Ramban makes mention of this Nusach actually also, I think, later on. So what's the Nusach? Kol Hamira, Vachamit, Kibishusi, Dara, Libatel, Delehave, Ke'afa De'ara, if that's what you say. Libatel, Delehave, Hefker, Ke'afa De'ara. So, okay, so now, without knowing too much, right, so what does that mean? What does it depend on? Should you say Behevi Hefker? Or should you just say Behevi Kafa De'ara? So you'll say, ah, very simple. I know so much. I know. I learned Afyomir. I learned Bekiyas, Sachem, Dabdal, and Beis, and I have to run a Tosis as well. Okay, so I know that according to Rashi, Hashbasas, Hashbasas, Belayt. And what does that mean? Okay, you can say it as well. It doesn't hurt to say it. So what are you saying? You're saying it should be kafa da'ara. I'm a kaim bitul chametz. I'm a kaim tashbisu. Nothing to do with hefker. With bata, we have a kafa da'ara. Yeah? What? According to Tosfos. Ah, now I know more. Tosfos says the bitul is hefker. So now I have to say, vil bata, vil have a hefker. Is that so clear? That means that what you have in bitul is a maisa hefker. If you're assuming that to say vil have a hefker, it's because of Tosis. And what you're really saying, in effect, is that what you're doing when you're saying Kochamira, and you have to say Lechore, the Ramban points out, you have to speak it out, you are being mafkir the Chametz. Okay, and before we got to that Nusach, we have a Hefker, so basically, by saying it's after the hour, saying it's Hefker. Because Offer is Hefker Lakol, that's what it is. So, okay, whether you say Hefker or not is a technicality. So we want to make it more clear, you say hefker. But if you don't say hefker, it's the same mahalach. I am being mafker the chametz. The nusach, the way I phrase my say hefker is, I say, it should be like offer. And that's the way of being mafker. You can be mafker saying, have a hefker? Hefker lakol? You can say, have a heavy hefker? You can figure it out, it's the same thing. Basically, what you're doing is, you are making it hefker, you're making it ownerless. You say it's like offer. Offer is not any one person's offer. It's mamish for everybody. It's worthless. It's everybody. So I'm making it hefker. Or maybe not. And here the Lashonos of Tosis are very revealing, but it was even more so in the Shilti Giborim. Lashon of Tosis itself is the me'acha shebitlo havi hefker v'yatsa mershusa. I don't know how much you can make of the Lashon of Tosis, but there's something already that you can intuit from the Lashon. The me'acha shebitlo havi hefker. Tosis didn't say that you are mafkirit. Me'acha shebitlo havi hefker v'yatsa mershusa. But even more striking is the Lashon that you have brought from the Riaz, that's the grandson of the Tosus Rid. The Ria is quoted in Shilte Giborim later as follows. Zeh she'omer Torah tashbisu se'omi batechem hashbasa zu hi levaro min ha'olam. So what is hashbasa? Destruction. Okay. But if you did bitul before, that's also going to solve your problem. Continues the Riyaz, Vim Kadam Ubitlo, Kodam Shasi Suro. And by the way, I guess Derech Agav, so Lamaisa, what would you say in terms of the timing of the Bitl? Let's say a person is destroying his Chametz. So should they say the Nusach Kol Chamira, which is Bitl, before or after? And does it really matter? So according to Rashi, if bittul is tashbisu, okay, so does it really matter? You're doing tashbisu through beer, you're doing tashbisu through bittul, it's all good. But if you hold that that tashbisu means beer, and bittul is just a way around that you don't have the chametz, it's not yours, it's hefker. So l'chara, what would happen if you first did bittul? Then when you're burning this chametz, it's not your chametz. So then you're not doing tashbisu at all. You're not mekayim tashbisu because it's already hefker. So then it would have to mean, unless you throw chagech, but pashtus, it's not yours. So then you'd have to, unless you threw it into the fire and it hasn't been burnt yet, and now you say kol chamira, and it's yet to be burnt. So it's not your chametz. What's being burnt right now is not your chametz. You're mafkir it. So you didn't do tashbisu. So what would you have to do? According to Tosfos, you'd have to first do tashbisu with biur and then say kol chamira for whatever else. But now let's go back to what is exactly happening. Says the Riaz, in Padam Ubitlo, Kodam Shasisuro, Yomar, Hareini Mevatel, Yomar, Hareini Mevatel, Kol Chametz Sheyeshli Bershusi, I'm Mevatel, all Chametz in my possession, Sheyia Ka'afar Minacharse. It should be like dust of the courtyard. V'dayo Bibitlze, and that's also good enough. V'im Sarach Levaro Minatorah, so now there's no requirement Minatorah of Bior, because you don't have. It's not your chametz. Ho ve'ein daito olav, your mind isn't on it. Ve'ein l'chasha ve'ein up, it's not important in your eyes. Harehu, listen carefully, harehu, ki'ilu hifkiro ve'ein l'shalo. And here it's striking. Notice, the mahalach is that of Tosfos. He doesn't say that you're doing a ma'aseh hefker. He says, when a person is saying that they're not interested in this chametz, it doesn't concern them, it's like afar, Memela, it's key with kiro. It's like you were mafkir it. The eno shalo, the shaven obelov shetaramelo yerelcha shalchay taro taro shalcherem shalgabok, and so on. In other words, what I see here is a different way to explain what it means bito mitan hefker. Not that this is a maisa hefker, but that when a person says that we're talking al amira, that something of theirs is trivializes it, it's worthless. Memela, it's yasa meshusa. The same way, if you mafkir something, it's now no longer yours, it's ownerless. If you say about something of yours that I don't care about it, memela, it's yasa meshusa. A dogma for this is the Gemara that we mentioned, we weren't the Ran on the Vav on the Beis with Sofei Te'enim, these figs that are, you know, that are. There on the field, they're not getting ripe, never going to get ripe. So memela, they're considered hefker. That was, if something doesn't have any of your function, it's memela hefker. So if you say that this has no function in my mind, I have no use for it, that's hefker. But it's not the same as saying harei's a hefker. It's that once you say that it should be worthless, memela is hefker. Now, if you say it this way, and some of these kashas, the Ramban, a second, are no longer as stinging questions as they were before. What did the Ramban ask, for example? Why do we find throughout Pesachim the Lashon Bito, not the Lashon Hefker? And the answer is simple. Because it's not classic Hefker, and that you're not being Masker, you're not saying Harez Hefker. You're being Mevatelet, Nemela it's Hefker. Nemela it's Yafim Rishusa. So the Gemara can't say hefker because it's only memela it's hefker. It's not directly an act, the gesture of being mafkir. What is it rather? It is a bittul. But bittul results in it becoming hefker because l'maisa, if you can say about your chafatzim that I don't care about it, memela, if you have no desire for it, you don't want it, memela it's hefker. But that's not the same as being mafkir directly. What else did the Ramban ask? Take the question, for example, of Shabbos. So maybe, again, we could start thinking, can you be mafkir on Shabbos? It could be Tosfos holds you could. But even if you say that you can't be mafkir on Shabbos, it's a mekach u'memkar, one could perhaps distinguish between a maise hefker, hareza hefker, that is a declaration that you want to give it over to whoever should be zoche. That is like a transaction of mekach u'memkar and Shabbos. To say, ha'rezer hefker, that would be not allowed on Shabbos. But what we have here is not Hareza Hefker equivalent. It's I'm mevatel it, Mimila goes out of my rishis. Maybe that doesn't have the problem of Mekoch Memker and Shabbos. We have room to start distinguishing. What else did Ramban ask? Why do you need it to be the belay? Why can it be belay? It has to be the pet. So it could be right. The Ran says maybe it has to be the pet. A second. But perhaps when you can start thinking, maybe when it's a Maisa Hefker, then you have to declare Maisa Hefker. But if it's just that Memela, if it's not Chashav in your eyes, it's Yatsa Meshuscha, so maybe in a Chanami, maybe Tosus could even agree that it could be believed. Maybe something like this, just a person is in their own mind, they devalue something, Mevatlo Belibo, maybe it is literally Mevatlo Belibo, but once a person devalues an art, Memela, it's Yatsa. But then again, this, if you hold it, it has to be bepeh. So there are those who argue like this, but we'll go in the other direction. Maybe the reason it says mefatko belibo, so someone point out, I forget already who says it, maybe Beis Meir says it, that the reason why it says mefatko belibo is because it has to be belev shalem. Bito has to be belev shalem. If a person says it should be ka'afa de'ara, but doesn't really believe it, doesn't really want it to be kafa de'ara. Will it work? No. Believe what you have to, and we saw that in the Ran, if you remember. Why did the Ran say you need bidika? Well, can suffice with bito? Because one of the reasons the Ran says, because maybe the bito wasn't the lev shalem. So now I ask you the following litmus test. If a person does a mice of a kinyan, and everything by all appearances is what it is, but he's thinking differently, what do we call that? Does that undermine the Kenyan? What do we call that? I'm thinking something else. I don't really mean it, but I do everything on the surface, which is totally looks like I'm doing a transaction. I'm selling you something and I'm thinking of whatever I'm thinking. Do you acquire it? Yes. So no, if I say Hareza Hefka, but in my mind I didn't mean it. I said Hefka. It's Hefka. So why suddenly, if I'm doing bito, would we say mefatlo belibo? You have to mean it. You have to really mean it. Drum shabayavinim dvarim. Kibbeh was a tshuva. He discusses this question. Why don't we say drum shabayavinim dvarim by bito? If it's a hefker is hefker. Why does it have to be that you think that you really believe what you're saying? But again, the answer would be if it's a classic ma'aseh hefker, like a case of a mechira, so hareza hefker, the words are there. The mice hefker is there, so it counts. Can't see drum. But the answer is, why is it hefker? It's hefker because since in my mind it's zero, it's worthless, it's valueless, it's like afar, memela, something that I consider, that I treat to be nothing, memela it is, it's hefker. But if I don't really mean it, the words are not going to count. It only becomes hefker because the etzem in my heart is treated as nothing. So a lot of these questions in the Ramban, the question about Shabbos, the question about belay, that maybe it could have been belay, or even if you see that it has to be prepared, but you have to have the lev has to be there. It's only because of this newer way to understand it. It's not Maisa Hefka. And if that's the case, would it make sense to add the word Vlevi Hefka according to Tosfos? If what we're talking about is not a Maisa Hefka, it's just that you're, by saying or thinking that it should be Alpha, it's Memela Hefker, then there's no need to add Hefker even going to Tosis. The only question is, maybe it's your question. If not, I'll get it in a second. Maybe the question is, then Lachar, we have another answer to Tosis on Kasha. Right? But Tosis was bothered by one thing. What bothered Tosis? If this is such a beautiful Pshat in Tosis, it's not Mamish HaMaisa Hefker, is as the Russian Tosis indicates, it is what? Ne'acha Shibitlo Havi Hefker. So what's bothering Tosfos at the end of Tosfos? A hefker requires what? Shlosha. And here it's been Ben Atmo. I have a simple answer. When does hefker require shlosha? When you're doing a ma'ase hefker, you have to have the formality of three to be able to record it, to know there's a zocher, there's two edim in it. But if it's a hefker only based on the fact that if in your heart, if your mind, if you're thinking, if you're viewing it as nothing, memela, it's hefker. So who says you need to shlosh? So one of two things. Either everything I said is wrong, okay? So Tosis really is coming down to a Maisa Efker, and then you have to figure out other answers to all the other kashas. Maybe it could be a Mafker and Shabbos, and you have to do Bepeh and so on else. Or you'll have to say, this is a Chidush, that for some reason, this you have to think about more carefully, this halacha in particular, this goes to understanding the Gemara Nedarim, this halacha that you need Shlosha, that you not be chozer, that it shouldn't be clear that who zocha and who can record that it's going to be hefker, is not just when you're doing the maisa hefker per se, but even if with what you're doing the result will be hefker coming out of that, that also requires a pesach of three people. The Tosfos needed to say, but that's only drabbanan, therefore here it's different. So again, this is what the picture that we're presenting is, a different twist on what the shita of Tosfos. Now, not as simple, because again, you have to look at different lishonos. Just to give you a muscle, the Tosfos HaRash, when he presents the Rabbeinu Tam, Upirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Lahachi Sagi Bibitl, the Bitl Hainu Hefker. This can go both ways. The Bitl Hainu Hefker, the Yatsim Mirshusa, Besula Avele. The Bitl Hainu Hefker. This is a much tighter sentence. The Bitl Hainu Hefker. I'm not saying you can't read it our way too. Bito hainu hefker. Again, the Lashon of Tosfos is more tentative. The me'achash bito havi hefker. The riyaz is as clear as can be. That what, no, I'm not talking about a ma'isa hefker directly. If that's the case, a lot of the Rishonos, Lekach of the Ramban, fall away, because we're not talking about a Lashon hefker. And the Lashon hefker doesn't really add anything, because really what you're doing is you're making it like offer me'melech hefker. Okay, some questions here. Yeah? Go, Afi. So the reason is you should have Echad Zochel Shnai Me'idim. In other words, otherwise the person could be Chozer right away. Has anyone know anything happened? So the person, you need to have at least one potential person is going to be Zochel in the thing that you're after, and two people to testify that they saw it happen, and maybe you can backtrack on it. So that could apply even over here.
So you have to say that he's specifically talking, meaning can you say that it's stuck in this case midoraisa, you don't need shlosha because it's not making it like hefker mamish, or is that talking about in general?
Hashab shat Tosfos means that I would think Tosfos means midoraisa himself, since that didn't stir up on the Lashon HaGemara there was midoraisa Torah through Echad Sagi. So therefore, but don't bother me over here. We don't have this extra requirement. But why not? You think maybe because of this very svara? I don't know. Two stuffs in the Tosfos. Yeah. Yeah. It is Yatsim Rishusa. It is Yatsim Rishusa. It definitely left you. But it's the hefker is a diff. It's through the back door. In other words, it's something which was something which is now so trivial to you. So just like Sofei Te'enin, so Mimelech Hefker. Now, here's where you have to start thinking well about where the Ran departs from Tosfos. Because Lamaisa, the Ran also has kashas on the equation between Bittel and Hefker, but then he resolves them. And when he resolves them, he's comfortable saying that through Bittel, there is a reality of Yatsim Rishuso. What he does effectively, he says that the standards of what Hefker requires are lower here than anywhere else. And why is that? Because of this idea that Gemara mentions that Shnei Dvar Me'en B'Shusa Shaladam, the Torah made it like it's Nir Rishus, and since the Chametz B'Pesach is only Kweza, it's the Torah makes Nir Rishus for something like that, it's easier to get it out of your Rishus. So for that, you can waive certain standards and absolutely answer some of these kashas. But he clearly needs Bittu to have a Shaychus to Hefker because of the Gemara Sofei Te'enim and so on. But the Ran needed that extra twist. Without that extra twist, the Ran could not imagine what we just said in Tosfos either. He couldn't fathom Bito as a Maisa Hefker per se by itself. Nor could he just imagine that the fact that a person thinks or says that this thing of mine, if a person would do this to matzah, for example, okay, would it affect Hefker or not? According to Tosfos, yes. If I consider this matzah to be offer, okay, and I say it, I think it, what we say, according to everything we said now, according to Tosfos, what's the answer? What's the reality now? Tefka, right? You mevatel the matzah to be like offer. According to the Ran, it's unique to what? To what chafza? Chametz, because of the fact that chametz is the Torah made a kibbutz shu, so it's really not. So therefore, you can affect the hefker through bita. For Tosas, you can do bita on matzah too, and it creates. So what's the nafkamina? What's the nekudas amachokas? In other words, think about this: between the Ran and Tosas, that the Ran couldn't go straight without this extra vort, this extra point that the Torah made it like it's nirushus. The Ran couldn't live with this idea of bita mitam hefker. The Ran had to go through, and the Ran ended up pinning it back on what pasuk? Remember, I mean, he had another mocker too from the Sifrei Yirayel Lecha. But what did the Ran also consider to be a mocker for this new idea that you can have a hefker through the method of bittul? What did the Ran use as a mocker? No, guess what? What pasuk? What word? Tashbisu. Is this Rashi's Tashbisu bittul Tashbisu? Of course not. The Rashi doesn't say a word about hefker. The Ran does it pins on Tashbisu. He also mentions Yiralacha, Batel Belibcha, Sifrei. But that could also be Megala and Tashbisu. But the reason why what we have here is a raya that you can have a hefker done in the manner of Bito to be Moshe Mishuscha, because since this is anyway not quite yours, it's only yours because of the Torah's making Mishuscha, so therefore it's quicker to get out of your Rishus. But without that, the Ran couldn't imagine. By Matzah, you couldn't do it. But Tosis could. So what's the Nekudas HaMachokas? I think Danny Shanza, you had a question for me before. Mo? No? If I remember correctly.
I was going to ask the end of Tosis, so maybe was speaking there.
Okay. So this is a little bit to think about. I mean, the question is going to be for Sunday, if I want to do how much more of the Ramban to do, how much more of the Ran to do. Maybe we'll do a little bit. Maybe we'll also try to go Vayter. We'll see. I don't want to start it now because then we'll run out of time. I want to say a little bit on Parsha. But for yourself, certainly on Shabbos, and if you're a little bit on Sunday, also try to rework the Ran, go through the Ran again. Again, the Ramban, we'll see how much of the second part of the Ramban maybe we won't do for now. Maybe we'll do another time. I just want to give, I found it very interesting in Mara Mokum, which I want to just share with you at the end, which is a different than every other version of Rabbeinu Tam that is quoted anywhere. So it's striking, and the person who put it out has on the bottom of the notes pointing out exactly that. What we have in Rabbeinu Tam, no doubt about it, here and anywhere else it's quoted, is that Tashbisu and Bitu are not the same thing. Bitu is not learned from Tashbisu. But it's clear, it should be in our suite. We know that. Right? Rashi connects Bitu with Tashbisu. The Ran in his own way does it. The Ramban does it. But Tosis, no. It's based on Lo Yirayel Lecha. And if it's Hefker, and however you explain the Hefker, if it's a classic Maisa Hefker, or it's, as we said, you have a right to take something which is considered to be yours, but now you devalue it, and now it becomes, Nemela Hefker. But it's not Tashbisa. Unless you say that Lemaisa, by taking out of your shus, is a Tashbisa, but that's not the etzem. It's not that Tashbisa is megala to you, the din abitul working. That's for the Ran, that's for Rashi. There's a sefer came out a couple years ago called Chidushin al HaTorah L'Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, interesting. I couldn't resist. I saw it in the farm store, I bought it. L'chon Ofek, Tafshinayin Zayin, okay? They're the same ones that put out, by the way, the Tosa Rosh on Sachin. So the Magia on the bottom references what he writes in Tosa Rosh. Okay. So what they say, they collected, they found Sekifeya, they took from different places. Chidushim ala Torah, there's a whole mavel here about it. Chidushim ala Torah, Rabbeinu Tam. You have Bali Tosis ala Torah, Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. So as curiosity, I open up to this pasuk. What do you have here? Chidushim Rabbeinu Tam ala Torah. Something should correlate with our Tosis. Okay, Achba Yemishin Tashbisu, Pirakam Ed Psachim, Midaraisa Bitaba Masagi, or Pirish Rashi, Mukhib Tashbisu, Woksib Tavaru. The Hainu, Shanach, the Omen Kochamira, the Ispe, Bahidira, the Lochazite, the Loviati, the Levi Butta, the Chashiv Kafa, the Ara. Okay, so he has Kashis, similar to our Kashis, he has another Kasha. Says, Rabbeinu Tam, Lukach, Iker Lefarish. The high the karmaran the bitul ba'amasagi, hainu shiyaf kirenu. The zem ipnei the hashta ena shalo. Shalchai, ataroa, ataroa, shalachem, shal gavoa. The kevan shef kiro, yatsamir shusa. So far, what's your impression here? What? Hefker? Classic Hefker? Tashbisu? No sheikhs, right? But here's what takes us for a spin here. The Alpha gab the Hefker Tzarech Shlosha. Okay, so what's the answer that you expect? Midaraisa or Bleh Shoen. Listen to these words. I said these words. What? Gali lan hacha. Gali lan hacha. Midachsiv tashbisu. Dahainu tafkiru. Tevatlu. Isagi bakach. So what I see here is, Iruv Parshas here, you know. What the Ran does is make it Hefker and work through Tashbisu. But Tosus, no one took Tosus that way. But in this particular version of Rabbeinu Tam, his answer to the Kasha, why it can work, not Bifnei Shlosha, falls back on Tashbisu. Gali lan hacha krab yusuf Tashbisu, the sagi bekach. On the bottom, Perush Bechudash. The Tzarech Bior, Shesharchach Miatosus, the Harishonim, Tosus Shans, Tosus Arash, Shadana Bekushazu, Tirtsu, the Midaraisa, Lobin, and Hefker Bifne Gemel, Tibin Obin Asmavi Hefker, and even though the Rabbanon, you need three here, you don't need the Rabbanon, we left it on the Midaraisa, and so on. But what he says over here is Goli Lan Kra. So I don't know what to make of it, but what he does seem to do is he ultimately brings it back to Tashbisu. This is a fringe sheet, obviously, within Rabbeinu Tam. But that's not the way anyone else is quoting Rabbeinu Tam. So what can I tell you? L'chayra, the Mahalchin Tosis is it's not Shaykh to Tashbisu. And the answer to the Kasha B'fnei Shlosh is what we see in our Tosis. But here he actually does connect this. Who does connect it to Tashbisu? And it says the standard is lower by Hefker over here. That's the Ran. Because of the whole Cheshbon of, of the Asan HaKaskil B'shusa. But this particular edition here, it does mention even within Tosis, a Shaykh is to the Tashbisu Golil and Tva. Uchara Tosus, that Bayas doesn't go with Tashbisu at all. Okay, so